In this pre-election 2025 mini-series, I'm going to go through a few of the points that have shaped some of my thoughts about the nation I am now a citizen of. I have spoken with many people, countless colleagues, students and friends, as well as strangers, about society and politics in Germany. There are, I suspect, many voters who will even vote for the AfD, with whom I share concerns. I wish to speak about one of those topics in each mini-episode. I ask you to be patient with me, to reflect genuinely on each argument, and to let me know your thoughts. Democracy in Germany will not come to an end, even if a more far-right government is elected. But many people will suffer unnecessarily for the policies that I believe will be enacted, and for no good reason. We will move increasingly towards a society where finger-pointing based on race will increase. I believe there will also be an increase in domestic violence against women, and that gender inequality in the workplace will also go up. Immigration laws will be tightened to an extent that significant damage will be done to the German labour market in the hospitality, healthcare, and construction sectors, among others. People currently living and working in Germany will be forcibly removed, dividing families and creating untold strain on law-abiding and hard-working people just to make a political point that in the end will benefit nobody. I believe social benefits will be cut, further complicating the lives of many people who live around or below the poverty line, including many AfD voters. I believe technology will be used to curtail our privacy and to negate our human rights. I also believe many positive steps taken to reduce CO2 emissions and to transition towards renewable energy will be reversed, with catastrophic consequences for future generations. These are the issues into which I will delve deeper. The AfD, some of its leaders and members, though not all, are racist, white supremacists, and do not care about Germany. My words are aimed at those who remain undecided. German politics is suffering from the same problems we see in the UK, the USA, and many other countries around the world. Our politicians, in many cases, have sold out their principles. There are not enough differences between the parties for people to feel represented. Almost all parties have renounced socio-economic policies based on ideals and have embraced the same neoliberal principles across the board, so that whichever party wins, the result is the same. The AfD talks like it is different, like it is anti-establishment. The AfD is even more establishment than the parties we have become disheartened with. The AfD is like the Reform Company in the UK. They are organizations run by rich people who wish to further enrich elitists. The divide between rich and poor is only going to grow further. Tuna Mike clocking out. Rise up.
Jepek kuduelo mabiro etu under mic. Dung parodit kod joke mawoye tu under mic. Seche tim sudbuta wawinji etu under mic. Wola wachokre wabed ping biwawinje erochako domomet ndi tu and a mic. Podcast makende.
The topic for today is the policy of border security and migration. The AfD emphasizes strict limitations on immigration, advocating for a robust border security system. They propose that asylum applications should be processed in safe third countries and aim to expedite the deportation of rejected asylum seekers. I could have used statistics throughout this podcast, and I even found out all the numbers. But human policymaking should not rely on stats to make a case. Stats are often a supportive tool for those who lack ethical foundation and social understanding. Stats can too often be manipulated, even when they shine light on situations. I have chosen to shine a different light. On the question of migration and border security, the AFD has produced the following as their flagship policies. To each, I shall offer my objection. Number one. The AFD advocates for a complete closure of Germany's borders for 100 days to prevent undocumented migration. They propose turning back anyone travelling without proper documentation. The closure of borders, even with all the technology in the world, all the planning, all the cooperation of every country and logistics company, all the understanding and appreciation of people that cross the border, for any period of time, will be absolute chaos. Even if the closures only relate to people in transit, there is chaos. That's how it works, because people are people. In addition, while the official border crossing points are clogged up and creating havoc for businesses and holidaymakers, the undocumented ones will be crossing streams, mountain passes, and through wooded areas. To fully control every part of the border meaningfully enough that people can be tracked or met by force quickly enough to stop entry would require the kind of investment from every country in the EU that most simply could not justify. This is the same approach that Trump has taken with international aid, pausing it for 90 days. The tactic is political barbarity. It creates mass panic where it should best be avoided, and makes everyone beg. It is Western superiority, it is ignorance of historical legacy, and as yet ignored responsibility. It is wrong. The AFD's second policy is mass deportation. They plan to implement large-scale deportations of immigrants who are in Germany without legal status. This includes those whose asylum applications have been rejected. This is a policy that appeals to those who have no care of human rights. Mass deportation is a crime of genocide. The History Channel defines it as ethnic cleansing. Ethnic cleansing has been defined as the attempt to get rid of, through deportation, displacement, or even mass killing, of members of an unwanted ethnic group in order to establish an ethnically homogeneous geographic area. The AFD and others will call it migration policy. It is, however, a form of ethnic cleansing. Even though the people being cleansed in this instance are not necessarily indigenous to Germany, they are still human. They still have rights, and their dignity must be respected. These blanket deportation policies are inhumane. A European Union with any conscience would immediately declare such a policy illegal. The third AFD policy is remigration. The AFD supports a policy of remigration which involves the repatriation of migrants to their home countries. This policy is aimed at reducing the number of immigrants in Germany. People who often undertake the arduous and dangerous journey to Europe do so at great cost and because they feel they have no option. Families and villages usually send their brightest, strongest, and best to survive the journey and then to establish a foothold. These people cannot simply be remigrated. That is an entirely self-defeating policy. They will return because they have no choice. The world has taken from them any chance of a future where they are, usually because of European nations. The idea that a European country will just send them back and that's it, is beyond naive, it's criminal. It is criminal because it is saying, I know you are going to risk your life a second time, well, let's see if you make it next time. Remigration should not be about getting rid of people. Remigration, if such a policy is going to work, has to benefit the societies to which these people are returning. They should not be sent home in handcuffs like criminals. they should be respectfully treated. And if their asylum application fails, they should be given very specific guidance and support and training from people of their indigenous community who have succeeded in getting asylum on what they can do next. Community links should be established, trade options considered, education and experience material exchanged, opportunities created to expand cultural links and understanding arrangements. To simply expel people on the basis of racist ideology, which the AfD's policy would be, is a stain that Germany would never live down. The fourth is asylum policy, and the AfD proposes that asylum applications should be processed in safe third countries rather than in Germany, and this is intended to reduce the number of asylum seekers entering the country. Another policy, which is actually not a policy, because a vast number of processing takes place outside the EU already. It is a horrible process, a corrupt process, and has been criticized by human rights activists. This work is done by Frontex and is the EU's own embarrassing, heavy-handed, and shameful compromise to the right-wing extremists like Orban, among a growing number, unfortunately. However, any EU politician who accepts how Frontex works, whether right or left, is complicit. The final AfD policy is national sovereignty, whereby the AfD emphasizes the importance of national sovereignty in immigration policy, opposing any form of EU-level control over Germany's borders. As much as I would like to remain diplomatic in my terminology, this is pure rubbish. There is no sensible part of this policy that anyone can look at and think it has some merit. Germany is the main power and beneficiary of the EU. Germany is completely and without exception up to its ears immersed in the EU. It is not an island like the UK. Germany is Central Europe. The UK has reduced its sovereignty by coming out of Europe because it is now a little fish. It is an angry fish, but it is a little one. The only people who will benefit from Brexit are the rich. The poor people are poorer because public services are worse. The poor will be poorer again in 10 years because they will lose percentage points of opportunity that were taken away from them, like education, healthcare, and employee rights that were fundamental parts of the EU. The UK also has less control of its border because other countries have no agreements in place with the UK to have any interest in supporting British immigration policies. Imagine how that would play out with Germany slap bang in the middle of Europe. This claim of national sovereignty by the AfD is a fascist's dream to create a pure German state that will never happen. It will only ever in the long run cripple Germany's service sectors like IT, construction, healthcare, gastronomy and hospitality, among others. We share this planet with other nations and peoples. We do not own this planet. We do not own the land on which our homes stand. We do not even own the bricks and mortar we call our homes. In 1,000 years, these streets and houses and buildings will not exist. We are transitory in every sense except one. We will leave behind traces of ourselves. We will leave behind ruins, literature, and objects. We will be seen as people who lived in boxes, who wrote on occasion with creative flair, but too often with violent, uncontrolled urges and brutal inhumanity. Our objects of restriction and pain will be compared to our technological need to communicate as absurd contradictions among a species that was never quite able to come to learn its purpose nor understand its own mind. That is what the AfD is too. It claims to be an alternative, but it is not. It is simply an extreme form of the same. It is an absurd contradiction to consider itself an alternative because it sets out no new path forwards, only an unethical surrender as it tries to lead society backwards.
Two, and a mic. and a mic.